Nolte, Woke Fascists Target Leonardo DiCaprio. By John Nolte on July 26, 2019. Oscar winner Leonardo DiCaprio, who has one of the most successful careers in movies these days, must start rethinking his career, according to America's Woke Fascists. Yes, that's right, even Leo can no longer be allowed to choose his own directors and creative partners. You see, he hasn't worked with a female director since 1995. And although his collaborative decisions have brought him superstardom, an Oscar, and a canon of work anyone would be proud of, it is time for Leo to do some affirmative action hiring and work with not a straight white guy. He hasn't acted in a film with a female director since 1995, which I don't think is an insignificant fact. Freelance critic, Variety, The Guardian, Guy Lodge sniffed on Twitter. I like that he's choosy, and resistant to franchise fodder, he's played his career well. But at this level of stardom, he has the clout to get riskier ideas, and talents, off the ground. Yes, Leo is guiding his career in the incorrect and unapproved fashion. IndieWire, which is always on the cutting edge of woke scoldery, harumphed with approval. Does Leonardo DiCaprio need to start rethinking the way he chooses his film projects? It's a topic many moviegoers are discussing in the aftermath of a Hollywood Reporter article naming Leonardo DiCaprio the world's last movie star. DiCaprio is one of few stars left in the industry whose name carries serious box office clout. But he hasn't necessarily leveraged that star power to lift up women and minority directors. Outside of the obvious, outside of the UN American cancel culture that will now stalk and threaten DiCaprio until he kneels in unconditional surrender, any female director he should decide to work with will now look like an affirmative action appointment, as someone who got the job because Leo needed to get the bossy prigs off his back, and that might not be fair to her. And once you give in to these cry bullies, they are never happy. If Leo does surrender to working with a lady directory, he will then be bullied into working with a black director, and then a gay director, and then a transsexual director, and then a one-eyed pansexual in a wheelchair director. DiCaprio is one of the few actors who hasn't jumped into spandex or a franchise. He's still making movies for grown-ups, he's still carrying that torch. But that's not good enough, because nothing's ever good enough for the woke bullies. So if Leo is smart, he will just keep on keeping on. What's interesting about all of this is how his latest feature, Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, takes a nice shot at the cancer of woke. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.